This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening to this WSOY stream. For more local information, including reports, tips, and help with the COVID-19 virus, visit nowdecatur.com. Now to your stream, brought to you by Hickory Point Bank. Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Number of cases in Macon County to 2,575. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 347,161 cases, including 9,236 deaths in 102 counties in Illinois. The 7-day statewide positivity rate is now 5.4%. The Decatur Regional Chamber of Commerce has released a statement on its membership's position on the progressive income tax. The survey results from the membership show 86% are against, with 14% in favor. Over the next 2 weeks, the Decatur Regional Chamber of Commerce will advocate on the behalf of Decatur through their various marketing channels. The chamber encourages residents to help educate those around you on the ramifications of the proposed amendment. To see the chamber's statement on the progressive tax, check out nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
They'll cut the mics. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. There is a change coming to the next and last presidential debate Thursday. After all the interruptions during the first one, especially by President Trump, Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Well, Dave, the Commission on Presidential Debates says both candidates will each have his microphone cut off during the 2-minute opening answer portion of the Q&A. Then they will be unmuted for the discussion portions. But even during the discussion, interruptions by either candidate will count toward their time. The Commission, which is nonpartisan, had gotten pressure from the Trump campaign not to make any changes to the rules, while the Biden camp was hoping for more order during the debate. The president's campaign says he will participate, Dave.
Yeah, Tanya, but the White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows doesn't like the change, telling Fox,
"It's not fair, it's not right."
Meanwhile, the Supreme Court was deadlocked 4-4 on one of the many election lawsuits, a challenge to a rule in Pennsylvania that remains in place now, allowing absentee ballots to be counted if received up to 3 days after the election, which is now 2 weeks away.
It's a choice between the American dream or a totally socialist nightmare. That's what you'll have.
President Trump campaigning in Arizona again, saying his Democratic rival Joe Biden wants lockdowns again. Biden's running mate was in Florida as early voting started there. Kamala Harris again saying the president lied to us about the coronavirus.
He had inside information. He knew that this virus was 5 times more deadly than the flu.
Now, the coronavirus keeps surging in many states. 34 have had rising cases the past 2 weeks. New Mexico's governor tweeted, at this rate, they may not have all the hospital beds they need. And in Kansas, 10 residents died at a nursing home in Norton County, where all 62 people living there got COVID, and some workers did as well. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Well, after months of talks trying to work out more financial aid to Americans in this COVID crisis,
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has set the end of the day as a deadline for agreeing on a coronavirus stimulus bill that could pass before Election Day. She spoke yesterday with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin for nearly an hour, a spokesman says. The two sides did narrow their differences. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is urging lawmakers to pass what they already agree on.
Just one clear vote on one clear good thing.
McConnell will force a vote today on renewing the Paycheck Protection Program. Tomorrow, the Senate will take a procedural vote on a $500 billion measure, similar to a proposal blocked last month by Democrats as insufficient. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rebound from yesterday's big sell-off. Dow futures up about 200 points. A powerful earthquake hit the Pacific Ocean and was felt in Alaska. It prompted a tsunami warning for nearly 1,000 miles of Alaskan coast. But in the end, the waves were around 2 feet in some places. That's it. On Monday Night Football, back-to-back games. The first one had the Kansas City Chiefs beating the Buffalo Bills 26-17. And then
Kyler and Kirk helped the Arizona Cardinals cruise to a Monday Night victory.
Kyler Murray, a deep shot, got a man, and it's caught. Christian Kirk, how about 80 yards to the house, just like that.
Call courtesy of ESPN, Kyler Murray finding Christian Kirk for their second touchdown connection of the game. Kenyon Drake would also find the end zone twice as the Arizona Cardinals clobber the Dallas Cowboys 38-10. The Cardinals defense getting the better of Dallas, forcing four turnovers. The Cardinals now go to 4-2 on the season, tied for second in the NFC West, while the Cowboys drop to 2-4, but hang on to their division lead in the NFC East. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Baseball's World Series starts tonight. Los Angeles Dodgers versus Tampa Bay Rays. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Your business loan is with one bank, your mortgage with another, your investments with yet another. Lessen the complexity and streamline your finances with Busey Bank. Consolidate your wealth management, business and personal banking accounts with Busey, and simplify your finances with one contact to help you manage it all. Busey, member FDIC.
Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today's got a chance of some afternoon showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 58. And tonight, showers and thunderstorms are expected and cloudy, the low around 49. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 64. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 80 and some wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 45 degrees and your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, October 20th edition of Byers & Company. This hour, Kyle May for Ride & Run, Fleet Feet, Spin City. Plus, we'll check in with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. The Tuesday Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are literally just spinning through this month, right? It's October 20th already. You remember when it felt like we just walked in here and it was October 1?
Yes.
Or March 1st?
Yes.
Or April or May or June or July or August or September?
All
crazy
of the above.
How fast time is flying in some sort of strange way. Good morning and welcome. Back here, I'm Brian Byers, Nick Smith, on a Tuesday morning.
And fall is officially here, right? I mean, with the temperatures and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have some weird 81-degree day this week. They've dropped that down to 73 and raining. Is that right?
I forgot Thursday at sunny and 80.
Okay. I have to, like, I have so many weathers on my phone. How many do you have?
Just the one. Well, I probably also have Chicago, St. Louis, and Atlanta.
I know.
But I usually, Atlanta or Decatur is the only one that pops up for me.
Okay. Yeah. It says 81 still for Thursday and sunny. I think I was looking at Chicago just then. I have Decatur. I have Mount Zion. Like, there's a big difference there. And then I add, and then I have a hard time subtracting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'll end up with all these crazy places I've been. Every once in a while you go, whoa, and they go, okay, yes, I'm halfway around the world. That doesn't make any sense at all. So yes, the rain has come back with a vengeance this week. We're going to have a little more of that before the week is over. But it looks like, mild temperatures, for the rest of the week, 64, 81, 66, 52, 52. And then we started getting into the highs of like 48. And when you look at that, you go, okay, fall has arrived.
Yeah. Yeah. That tells you where we're at.
Fall doesn't last nearly long enough.
Mm-mm. I'll take fall all year round.
I would too, but fall seems like it's only about 4 weeks anymore.
Right. That's not fair. It's billed as one of four seasons, and it only gets a little sliver.
I'm sure on the calendar it gets the exact same amount of time, but it doesn't feel like, and I feel like spring is that same way too, right? Mm-hmm. Like we've lengthened winter, we've lengthened summer, and fall and spring have shortened their window of possibilities.
Yeah, they're losing market share. They need to claw that back.
I would agree 1,000%. All right, how was yesterday? I didn't get a chance to listen to the show. Kevin Berhaney was in. I was looking through the podcast yesterday, just sort of skimming through, and I saw a number of people that were on. How did it go?
It went well, Brian. It went well. I was put in the hot seat several times.
What do you mean?
It was introduced as an opportunity. You and I were really hard on the president, and yesterday.
Excuse me.
The other day we were really hard on the president.
In what way?
We didn't get that far into it.
Oh, so it was a superficial argument.
I don't know, but this yesterday was an opportunity to show the other side of the story.
Okay. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, please explain.
Wanted to get out the other, if we were so critical of President Trump and yesterday was an opportunity to show support.
Okay.
And we also learned about not voting for the fair tax.
Okay. That's a whole separate conversation to me. Mm-hmm. Two different things.
Yeah.
And so what was evidence, exhibit A or B or C in our unfairness to the president? Picking on poor Donald Trump.
Well,
You're struggling with this.
Yeah. I'm not sure what we did exactly, but I know that we didn't speak glowingly of him in one day in particular. I personally remember that day being a little bit critical of some of the things that he's done. It was the day that your list of 251.
Yes.
And so this was a little bit of a you know, like, hey, here's the other side of the story, the other perspective.
The Rod Blagojevich side?
We covered that side, if that's the only side. But no, people that that have support for the president.
Right.
And that was it. But predominantly, a couple of the guests were on predominantly for the issue of the fair tax and why it's not good for small businesses and the topic of Donald Trump continued in through those conversations.
Okay. Who were the guests?
We had Jerry Stocks.
Okay.
And we had Mark and Colt McLeod of McLeod Express.
Good company. And great company.
Yeah, absolutely. And Steve Horvey.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the fair tax?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting, because that is a subject that deserves all of the conversation you can throw at it. Because it will or has potential to impact so many people. And it is also one of those conversations where there are a lot of people who say, well, if you don't do this, this is what's going to happen after that. And I get that. I mean, it is a complicated conversation. Certainly, there are many, many, many people who feel like this is probably not a good way to go to give people over in Springfield even more power on what to do in future years, because they will often trot something out and say, okay, well, we'll do this if you deliver this. The lottery, right, was supposed to pay for education.
That's right. That was brought up yesterday. And both of the – well, all three of the business owners, the McLeods and Mr. Horvey, put out a pretty solid case about being competitive with state, with our neighboring state of Indiana, and a lot of the pitfalls that might come along with this.
Yeah. And I'm all in on that. I hear that completely. And I also think there's this sentiment in politics that gets played by Democrats more so than the other party of, well, we'll just soak the rich. You know, they need to pay more. And when you find out exactly how most of these folks, I would exempt President Trump from this conversation, but most of these folks pay more than their fair share of taxes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they, like I said, they put out a pretty solid – they're business owners. They own multiple businesses, you know, in multiple states, and have a different perspective than a lot of people that might have no businesses, or, you know, one small business that, that doesn't reach up into that stratosphere. So they have a pretty solid perspective on it, I would think.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Well, okay, good for that. And then when you – what do you mean you were put on the hot seat? I feel bad. I feel like I laughed and you had to defend something I was saying or something. Was it?
It was just I was asked to make some counters to – and I you know, that's not what I'm about, and you know that. I don't – I'm not the voice of a generation.
No.
Or a party.
Nor
or,
have you ever claimed to be.
No, yeah. Not at all.
Okay. And
so that, you know – but hey, I like I said, at the end of the show, I just said, you know, it's important to have different opinions and have different voices. And I'd encourage every single person, whether they agree with what I want to say or what anyone else wants to say, to get out and flex your vote and do it.
Yeah.
And all every person that has the ability to, please do so.
Yeah. And yes, that was met with, I would assume, a yes and an absolutely.
Right, but just not by mail.
Really?
Yeah.
Again on that?
It's one of the talking points.
Okay, well, you know, it's going to be that way, and we know that.
Barreling past, what, 30 million at this point?
Oh, my God, every day the amount just keeps adding up. It is crazy. And that's just the early voting, you know, is what you're talking about.
Right.
I would think the numbers. And we'll see how all that shakes out. And we're probably not going to have an election night sort of declaration, you know, at 7:30 p.m. There's nothing more disappointing to me than that over the years, where it's like, well, we can now project.
Right.
It's like the polls closed 12 minutes ago.
Right.
So I'm okay with that. It's going to be a bumpy couple of days or whatever the amount of time it takes. We're going to figure this out. In many states, the mail-in ballots will be the last ballots that are counted. I'm okay with that. I have trust in people like Josh Tanner, our Republican person who heads this up for the county, who we had on the air, who says no problem at all with mail-in balloting.
Was afraid of it
at all. And I think that when you see that 31 million people have already voted, that's a gigantic number. I mean, when you stack it up over past elections, you've got this COVID thing, everything else. I mean, this is a strange year, no doubt about that.
Yeah, and on top of that, it feels like a year where people are galvanized in their position and want their candidate elected, and that urgency is transferring over as well, I think.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. You know, whether that translates to both sides. I don't know. I mean, I know that there are fervent President Trump supporters.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you look at these rallies or you look at whatever. I don't know of these 31 million people that have voted how much of that plays out one side or the other. I mean, he's clearly telling people not to you know, vote earlier or not to do the mail-in voting in particular. We'll see. I don't know what that means. Turnout is going to be everything.
Yeah, it's a year that we're forecasting isn't what we've forecasted before because of all these different factors. So, again, every single vote for every person is essential at this particular time because we have no idea. And if you have a particular candidate on the top of the ticket or all the way down to the bottom that you have support for, this is the time to get it done.
All right. Well, we have a lot of time to get to all that today, and we will. We also have Dave Wendt with us. We'll talk a little Moreau Forsyth, or actually Forsyth, not the Moreau part. They're two separate, even though it's Moreau Forsyth. Cool. Moreau has their own government. Forsyth has their own. There's new owners of the mall, which would be an interesting conversation. We'll get into that a little bit later today. Plus, Mayor Julie Moore Wolf will join us as well. Kyle May from Ride and Run will be with us on the other side of this break. And Lauren will be in for Dale Coley. We've got a lot to get to, including Game 1 of the World Series. Is anyone excited about this outside of Tampa or Los Angeles?
I think so. It was great baseball in the two series leading up to it. And L.A. has been on a drought since, I believe, 1988. But Tampa won the NHL Stanley Cup, and L.A. won the Lakers. So some city, is either Tampa or L.A., is going to get a second trophy.
When was the last time Tampa won a World Series? Have they ever?
I don't think they've won a World. They've gone to it, but I don't think they've won one.
Okay. It seems odd. The Dodgers seem like one of those franchises, like the Yankees, like the Cardinals, mm-hmm. that would be on this pantheon of, like, great baseball team.
Yeah.
But when you say they haven't been there or they haven't won it since 1988, you go, wow, that's a long drought
for
a town the size of Los Angeles.
Yeah, and this team is built to be the World Series champ. I mean, it is the most talented top to bottom, expensive. They should win this. If you're just going by paper, they should win this handily. But Tampa's been the number two team, and this will be a really exciting four to seven games.
I you say so, I'll take your word, because I will not be watching a minute of it. But that's why we have Mark Tupper every day.
That's right.
And Tupper on Sports. Okay, so did the pro-Trump rally yesterday convince you of anything?
Nothing new.
Okay. I'm just curious. I have to go back and listen to the podcast. We'll take a quick break. When we get back here, Kyle May will join us from Spence. That would be my mic, Spin City and Fleet Feet. And when we do that, we'll tell you how you can get out and still get involved. There's plenty of nature, plenty of outdoor opportunities. Stay tuned. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today, there's a chance of afternoon showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 58. And tonight, showers and thunderstorms are expected and cloudy with a low around 49. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 64, and Thursday, sunny with a high near 80, and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 45 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:21. This look at your weather brought to you by Eagle Ridge, an affordable, assisted lifestyle community.
Looking to fall in love with your new home? This is Allie, Director of Marketing with Eagle Ridge of Decatur, your affordable, assisted lifestyle community. You can count on us to provide home-cooked meals, small group activities, and outdoor visitations with family and friends. We are still accepting move-ins at this time. There is no better time to call than right now. Stop by 875 West McKinley or call 872-1282. That's 872-1282. Managed by Garnet Management Solutions, we are an equal housing opportunity lender.
The next big thing is here. From the system that brought you Roundup Ready to Extend technology comes a soybean like no other. Introducing Extend Flex Soybeans. Elite genetics, now with the addition of glufosinate tolerance. Learn more at extendflexsoy.com. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. No dicamba may be used in crop with ExtendFlex soybeans unless and until approved, and no dicamba formulations are currently registered for such use in the 2021 season.
Ooh, at the zoo. Presented by Xfinity, is back. This family favorite tradition at Decatur's Scoville Zoo will look a bit different due to COVID-19 requirements. No more waiting in that long line. The zoo is requiring reservations to help ensure a safe and healthy environment for all. Guests can go online to ScovilleZoo.com to make a reservation. The cost is $5.50 when collecting treats, $4.50 if you're not collecting treats, and kids under 2 are free if not collecting treats. Visit ScovilleZoo.com to reserve your spot at this year's Boo at the Zoo.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Play It Again Sports knows play. We sell and buy new and quality used sports and fitness equipment for less, and we pay on the spot so everybody can play.
Visit your locally owned Play It Again Sports, located in Brentwood Village, in Decatur, or online at playitagainsports.com.
Play It Again Sports, the official sponsor of all those who play.
You're listening.
listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. Kyle May joins us on this Tuesday morning for a ride and run from SpinCity.co and FleetFeedDecaturIL.com. How are you, my friend?
All right. Welcome back.
Welcome. Yes, it was only one day, but thank you. it wasn't quite a vacation. How are you doing? What did you do over this weekend? 72-mile gravel race?
Yeah. There was the famous Il Kanza gravel race down in Kansas, Illinois, the thriving metropolis about an hour and 15 minutes southeast of here. And they had a decent little turnout for a socially distanced event like this. We all started the way they started us and everything was pretty good, and then it split up pretty quick. So, yeah, I went away with two guys from Springfield that are brothers that are really, really fast, and they dropped me. And then I got caught by the second group and then ended up fourth place. So it was interesting riding in 30-mile-an-hour winds, but it was a pretty cool event, and the gravel down there is really nice, and I'm still sore.
No, I would imagine so. I don't understand. I was watching – I don't know if – do you have Apple TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you watched the Ewan McGregor show?
I've seen – the clips for it.
Okay.
They travel around on motorcycles.
Yeah, you absolutely need to watch it. And at one point, they run into a guy who is a Paralympic athlete who's literally what they're doing on motorcycles, he was doing on a bike with one leg. One leg.
And like traveling across. Where are they traveling?
They go literally from the very tip of South America all the way up through 13 countries to end in Los Angeles in 100 days. It is spectacular.
Wow.
But this guy was literally on a bicycle with one leg, and they were struggling to get uphill on a motorcycle.
Well, I felt pretty good about my ride until you bring that up.
Yeah, so no whining about the 30-mile-an-hour wind. Well,
yeah.
Congratulations on the fourth place. I mean, you're almost on the podium, right?
Yeah, first loser.
All right. What about the Dirty Petersburg gravel ride coming up in November?
So, yeah, there are some other gravel events going on, and we do one over in Hand of Fate Brewery over in Petersburg called the Dirty Petersburg. And we have, like, it's a very casual 30 – well, it's supposed to be, but some people end up racing it. That's a 30, 40, and 50-mile ride, and the key is to the brewery opens at 1 o'clock, so you try to get there whenever it opens. So there's info on it on our Facebook page, on Spin City's Facebook page. So that's a pretty good event. And then in general, well, without the wind and maybe some nice pockets of weather here and there, the gravel riding and riding in general is really nice this time of year. So.
Good stuff. Cyclocross going on Wednesday nights, right?
Yeah. If we also are doing – sorry. My coffee's not kicked in. We also do our cyclocross series, our Sean Marlin Memorial Cyclocross Series, which is a little awkward because he moved back to town this year. So, and he's coming out and riding with us. So we do Wednesday night at 6 p.m. So we leave the shop at 6. We ride out to the old Scoville Golf Course, or you can meet us there at 6:15, and we do like 7 laps on a 1.5-mile course. And it's really nice out there and really pretty. Even just to go out and walk and take it in, it feels like a whole different part of the country than Decatur. So check it out sometime.
Absolutely. And you've got to also, before we get to the shop and the bikes, the training programs that are coming up, you got a Facebook Live meeting. Is that tonight?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing going on right now. We kind of went through a little lull, but our Heather and our training program manager, Carrie, put together – 3 4-week programs for November, December, and January. You can do them individually. You can do all three of them together and get a little price break. And tonight at 5:30, we are doing a Facebook Live event to go over some of the details and the timing and the times of day to meet and do the runs and stuff like that. And it's a time-based thing as opposed to distance-based. So it's a little bit more individual on what goals you want to do. So. Yeah, check that out tonight if you want to.
All right.
And then info's on our Fleet Feet Decatur IL on the training tab at the top. It has it all on there too.
5:30 tonight. Okay. Now, those training programs are great, and you're going to do a virtual ugly sweater run November 27th through the 29th. And that's interesting because the ugly sweater business is now there are companies that are literally making ugly sweaters just for these ugly sweater events, which you got to love capitalism. But tell me about that.
Yeah, our virtual Sand Creek went so well. We did it like over the course of a weekend, but we encourage everybody to run the Sand Creek course. And so there were like little pockets of people meeting out there. So it was kind of felt like a real race. It was pretty cool. But it went so well, we're going to do a virtual ugly sweater run on November 27th through the 29th, and we're going to encourage people to do the dam wrap, the one that leaves from the store. We're going to have, like, selfie stations along the way and stuff, too. It's $20, and you get a custom – I don't know if we're going to go all ugly sweater on the beanie. We're going to try to make it that you'll want to wear it. It'll be a nice custom BOCO beanie. And then you get a coupon for our Black Friday Small Business Saturday sale that weekend, too.
All right, that's fantastic. And then on the product side, this, for Christmas shopping, and I know people, crazy as it sounds, I think are ready for Christmas. I think Christmas is going to be like literally every day between now and December 25th, just because people are wanting to have something positive in their lives. You got the great fall and winter stuff. You got a new Hoka Challenger update for women coming in. Talk to me a little bit about the product.
We got a great assortment of New Balance winter clothing and craft winter clothing, and it's done really well. Got some of these reflective tights that have sold extremely well. We were missing some accessories, so we got some of the gloves that have the little finger, the mitten, the turning the mittens, and then there's individual fingers. So we got the convertible gloves, we got hats, the accessories and stuff too, now that it's starting to cool down here and there. The Women's Challenger, we got it in. It's a new update. We're sticking with the men's Speed Goat. It's sold really well, but some of the women like the Challenger, so we're going to focus on that. It should be here this week. I got a bill for them, so they should show up anytime. And then we're still open at Fleet Feet for appointments or walk-ins 11 to 5 through the week and 11 to 4 on Saturday. So, yeah, come on in sometime, and we do the foot scan, and we'll put you in the most appropriate shoe.
All right, one more thing for you to watch. Do you have? I asked you about Apple TV. Do you have Disney Plus?
No.
Okay. Well, then you can't watch it.
Which one?
The Nat Geo has The World According to Jeff Goldblum, which Nick turned me on. And there's a whole episode about bikes, and he goes out to Specialize, and the stuff that they do with him to show him about drag and aerodynamics.
Oh, yeah, they got a wind tunnel there.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
That's pretty cool.
See, I do all this just for research.
I don't consume a lot of content like that.
Come on.
This has not been the best year to catch up on some of that stuff. I watched half of that one show, a Netflix show that you told me to watch, and that's about all I got.
Okay. Well, listen, dude, you're going to have winter on you soon, and you're going to have to watch something.
Yeah, I'll be able to catch up.
All right. Have a great day. Kyle May from Fleet Feet DecaturIL.com, SpinCity.co. Went out there last week. I got a gift card for my birthday and bought a new pair of Speed Goats, the low-cut trail shoe. Got a pair of Gooder sunglasses. Well, I got the same ones I had. I wanted two pair of them.
Hey, the work ones? Is that the ones you got, like with the clear lenses?
Yeah. I just wanted to have a backup pair.
Yeah.
And they had those. And also picked up some other stuff, a few of the Boca masks. It's pretty amazing. Love their store.
Yeah, it's a great shop, especially now that it's all rearranged and configured into one footprint. It's
absolutely
awesome.
Mm-hmm. And you can make an appointment. They do walk-ins as well, but they encourage you to make it. I mean, it's so easy. You go to the website, and you can make an appointment in like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And then they're expecting you. They're like, hey.
Right.
Right there, ready to roll. It's good stuff. All right, so I feel like there's something left on the table in our previous conversation, but I don't know what it is. So I'm going to ask you whether I should just move on or – You're just totally like you're doing the turtle shell thing, and I don't know why.
I don't know.
Did you feel abused?
No, I don't feel abused.
Okay.
I feel like it's like everybody's entitled to their opinion, and if somebody gives theirs, it's not always somebody else's responsibility to give the counter to that. But I don't know. A lot of the same talking points. A lot of the stuff like. I mean, I'll just give you one sound bite.
All right.
The president yesterday was given a 4 stars out of 5 on the pandemic.
By who?
By Jerry Stocks.
Okay. Well, Jerry Stocks doesn't believe the pandemic's real, so that's not surprising at all. Okay.
So there, I mean, there's just context, you know, and that's not what, that's not my interpretation of what's going on in the world, you know, but I don't know. I'm sorry. Well, I mean to be.
No. It's okay. I mean, and Jerry is certainly entitled to his opinion. But when you start the conversation by saying this is all overblown and exaggerated, and my kids are still playing sports, and you're crazy for closing things down, and you're crazy for caring about anybody, that this is just the flu. When you start there, I mean, of course. Not a surprise, not a shock.
Yeah. And not that his opinion isn't valid, and not that it's not okay to have your own opinion. The canyon that's between our opinions collectively on things like this is more so that has me down, not so much an opposing opinion of mine. The fact that the opposite.
No, it's why.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's why. Literally, Region 5 is being shut down again, and it's why Region 6, which is us, will be shut down again, and it's why all of the things that people like Jerry purport to support, like keeping business open, are going to get shut down again, because some people, just refuse to listen to any science whatsoever, or find their science on some unverified Twitter account that then ends up getting, I mean, it's not surprising to me at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's like how is a country that does so well at rallying together and doing amazing things collectively, how on so many topics of late do we not have a shred of common ground?
Because it's easier just to go lock them up. I mean, that's as in depth as that side gets on this argument. So I mean, everyone's entitled.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion, and then you have actual facts. And we'll see what happens. I mean, there'll be more people this way or more people that way, and that's what will decide the election. I believe more than any other thing.
Yeah, I agree. And I hope, regardless of whatever the outcome is in that particular election, that whoever's standing at that presidential podium, whether it continues to be Donald Trump or it becomes Joe Biden, I hope that the United States can find some common ground on a lot of these things.
I don't think they will, and I don't have any great expectations of that, because I don't think it's just Trump. I mean, mm-hmm. It's easy to blame him for all of the things in the world, but I don't think it's just
not.
Him. It's symptomatic of mm-hmm. everything else. I would ask that if that day or the next couple of days or whenever we know, I would ask the Jerry Stocks of the world, if the Republicans lose the U.S. Senate and lose the White House, if he will be willing to admit that maybe this path wasn't the best one to go down, because now you don't have control of anything. Will you stake all of that on literally losing the Senate, losing the White House, and not having, because Republicans in Illinois here have been very happy to be backbenchers for a very long time, screaming and yelling, let's divorce Chicago. I mean, but you have zero ability to get anything done because you run ridiculous candidates. You can't win anything, and you're just constantly the people over here on the sidelines without any power at all, just yelling. And if you end up being that across the United States of America, will you be willing to admit maybe you followed the wrong path?
I think we would largely benefit by having two strong and capable parties with checks and balances and accountability.
There's a lot of people that would argue that. But if you lose all of it,
right
now, the Democrats have the House, you have the Senate, and you have the White House. If it ends up after the election, you no longer have the White House, you no longer have the House, you no longer have the Senate. Tell me how your plan was so great, and where are your 4 stars? And then maybe I'm wrong, and certainly, we'll see.
Yeah, we will see how it all shakes out.
For sure. Literally. But, you know, sorry, I'll let it go. I just felt bad for you. I mean, I hate that you have to, by proxy, be the guy to, like, whatever. I don't know.
It's all right. It's okay.
That seems unfair to me. No. For whatever reason.
It's okay. I enjoy.
I know you're fine. Yeah. I know.
I appreciate your concern. I love, Kevin Brahane.
Kevin's the best guy in the world.
Absolutely.
And we will always agree to disagree when we agree to disagree. There's nothing about him at all in that way that I resent in any way.
Not at all. And to be fair, a lot of it was provoked by him wanting me to be able to say how I felt. It wasn't out of like, hey, here's my opinion, and we're going to turn off the other mic. It was, hey, what do you think? Yeah. And so that was a place of inclusion, which I appreciate and don't find it to be mean-spirited.
No, nothing about it. Mm-hmm. No, class act all mm-hmm. the way. We'll see. You know, Kevin and Jerry, it's interesting because, listen, by the way, I don't dislike Jerry Stocks at all. Mm-hmm. But Kevin and Jerry, I mean, you should have asked them about why they were together now. I mean, they were like mortal enemies on this whole thing about the school tax thing and about, you know, being able to do what they did with Eisenhower and MacArthur and all these area schools. And Jerry was, I mean, absolutely, completely opposed to that whole thing.
I had no context to it. Yeah. So, well, there's an example, I guess, of finding some common ground.
Yes, politics makes strange bedfellows, as they say. When we get back, the mayor of Decatur will join us, Julie Moore Wolf. Stay tuned. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Hi, I'm Lois Durbin, and I was blessed to serve as your circuit clerk for the last 12 years. I've been able to work with Deb Kraft, who currently serves as vice chairman of the Macon County Board. Deb has a level-headed, common-sense approach to solve the wide variety of issues facing the Macon County Board. I've seen her work across the aisle on numerous occasions to bring the best solutions for the people in Macon County. I am proud to endorse Deb Kraft, a responsible leader for Macon County Board District 5. Please vote for her on November 3rd.
Thanks, Lois. I'm Deb Kraft, and I serve as vice chairman of the Macon County Board. County governments have been hit especially hard this year during COVID, but with responsible budgeting and working together, we've been able to put the county in the best position possible. I will continue to work for you to make sure that Macon County continues to be one of the best-run governments in Central Illinois. Together, we can build a strong future. I'm asking you to vote for me, Deb Kraft, for Macon County Board on November 3rd. A vote for me is a vote for you, the people of Macon County.
Paid for by Friends of Deborah Kraft. How would you like to have a say in how your donations are used in our community? With the Community Foundation of Macon County's Give 365 Giving Circle, you do. Through the Give 365 Giving Circle, when you donate just a dollar a day for a year, you have a vote in how the funds are used. Just think of all of the good you can do for our community organizations, schools, seniors, kids, the arts, food banks, animals, and so much more with $365 a year. You can donate monthly or a one-time payment. And when your donations are combined with other Give 365 Giving Circle donations, we can do even more for the community. Let's work together to make a more powerful impact. Donate for yourself, with your spouse, or as a family or group to make a difference. Sign up for the Community Foundation of Macon County's Give 365 Giving Circle today and have your say at MaconCountyGives.org.
Your business loan is with one bank, your mortgage with another, your investments with yet another. Lessen the complexity and streamline your finances with Busey Bank. Consolidate your wealth management, business, and personal banking accounts with Busey and simplify your finances with one contact to help you manage it all. Busey, member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us first and foremost. How are you doing physically?
You know, I'm doing okay, Brian. I'm kind of tired and I get winded easily, but other than that, nothing to complain about compared to so many people in this community who are really, really sick right now and really battling this.
Well, since the last time we chatted on Friday morning, it doesn't seem like all that long ago, there have been well over 200 positive tests in this community. And as I watch the line at the Decatur Civic Center snake around the entire parking lot and out into the streets, clearly evident from like contact tracing and all of that, what is your overall assessment of the community right now as where this stands?
Well, we're in trouble. You know, we have been put into the warning zone
again,
by the state of Illinois. And Southern Illinois yesterday, Region 5, the state went in and said you cannot have indoor dining right now because your numbers are too high. You cannot have indoor alcohol sales, and restrictions were put in place. So I am doing everything possible. I don't really have any power to stop this, but you know, that we don't need our businesses shut down. But I'm afraid that may be coming from the state sooner rather than later.
All right. Are you getting inside information, or is that just your gut on the numbers themselves?
Well, just looking at the numbers, they're not going the right way. And, you know, what was it, 3 weeks ago, I think, Kevin Greenfield and I came out and said, you know, we've got to take this seriously. We are urging everybody to, you know, wear masks, take precautions, because we were starting to see the uptick. And now, I mean, Illinois just seems to be exploding worse than we did in the spring. You know, it's kind of like each coast had it much worse than we did. And the Midwest was kind of mild, if you will. And now it's Wisconsin, their hospital beds are 85% full. So, I mean, it's here, it's around us. And people are getting really sick, Brian. I mean, really sick.
All right. I mean, you're not there physically right now, but you're there at a hospital setting, you know, each and every day. You realize, I mean, there's 29 people hospitalized right now. That number was like 10 not all that long ago. There are 1,303 people in home isolation, which is way more than what's been released from isolation. You see the lines at the Decatur Civic Center. Is this literally just people not doing what they should do? Is it people just sort of frustrated trying to get back to their lives? Is it just bad behavior on the part of a few? I mean, what's your sense?
Well, I think it's a little bit of all of the above. First of all, I think, you know, this COVID fatigue is real. People are tired of this. They're tired of not being able to do life the way they knew it. I think people are frustrated because, you know, we don't have high school football. There are a lot of things we don't have right now. People are looking ahead to the holidays saying, really, are you kidding me? We're not even going to get Christmas. Again, you know, I think there's a lot of angst out there. There have been places that, you know, private clubs that have not taken this very seriously. And it's kind of like, well, we're all members here, or, you know, we're here for just, you know, whatever, whether it's wing night or a card game or whatever. And then a bunch of people get sick because one person who's in there is sick and maybe doesn't know it. And that's how pandemics spread. Excuse me, I got a little frog in my throat. But we've got to do better. And, you know, there is a bright spot. You know, we worked with you and the NAACP on some marketing efforts for our African-American community. You know, as you know, we were closing in on 40% of our positives were in the African-American community. And they only make up 20% of our population in Decatur and Macon County. So hopefully you and I can come up with something that maybe better message that we can get out to the rest of the community.
Yeah,
because
no,
now,
seriously,
from almost 40%, it's down to 29.3%.
Yeah, no, that was great to watch that needle move. And sometimes it is about education and reinforcement. I just don't understand. There is this obstinance. I mean, and I don't know how else to describe it. It is just sort of no matter what. And it's being led by the president and others out there. And we do look to people to set examples. And I don't know why. I thought maybe after he had a run-in with COVID and ended up hospitalized, maybe there would be a little more empathy about what's going on. But there's not. And I don't understand it. It's like this isn't costing you that much to wear a mask, wash your hands, social distance. I mean, those are the three things that we can do as Americans to take care of our fellow citizens and do what we can. It's not foolproof. It's not going to be 100%, but it's what we can do to prevent grandma from getting sick and dying, and yet we just draw this stupid line, and I don't understand it.
You know, Brian, I don't really either. And it's one of those things where, you know, we are such a giving community. I mean, you look at what people do during the food drive, during coat drives, during toy drives. to try and take care of our neighbors and to make sure that everybody has food on the table and the kids have something on Christmas morning. But at the same time, we're not able to say, and I don't know if we're just not seeing the human side of this. This is somebody's grandmother or somebody's mom.
Or somebody dad. In between. Because there's a lot of people who just mark the score here of live or die. And there are people, including college athletes, who are having heart problems. There's all kinds of things in between. And by the way, just so you know, our GM was in Indiana over the weekend. He sent me a picture of a sign on a storefront. I want you to just know that it's not just Decatur residents, right? This is people in general. And this is the sign as it read on the front door of the store. Attention customers, Eric Holcomb, who is the governor of Indiana, is requiring you to wear a mask inside this facility. It is not our responsibility to police this. If you have a medical condition that prevents you from wearing a mask, you are exempt. If you do not have a mask, we assume you have a medical condition. We welcome you today. Thank you so much for shopping with us. This is the sign on the front door. Now, that probably plays well with a certain crowd, but I'm not sure this store understands how this plays with a whole bunch of other people who probably won't shop there again.
Yeah, and I had a conversation with a businessman not too long ago, and he's, you know, very much he's a Trump supporter, and he is not really sure that he's buying into the COVID thing, but he is following the rules. His employees are wearing masks. They are doing what they can to keep their customers safe. And I respect that, you know, a great deal. We're on different sides of this, but, you know, he is doing what he can to follow the rules. And, you know, if the mask is the right thing to do, then we all win, and that's good. And, you know, what's the worst thing that can come out of this? You and I are wrong? Okay, that's fine. But until we get a vaccine that is widely available for distribution, we don't have a lot more to go on. And as we all go inside and, you know, flu season is upon us, and there's a reason people get sicker in the winter is because we're all inside and we're sharing germs and passing things around. And so it's just, you know, I want this community to come out of this. I want our businesses to be strong and healthy. We need to get through this, but we need people to be a part of the solution, not part of the problem.
And once again, because I feel like that I don't know, I'm the teacher in Ferris Bueller. But the people who will say, well, she caught it and she was wearing a mask. The mask isn't to keep you from getting it. It's to keep you from spreading it.
And hopefully, because I was wearing a mask, I wasn't spreading it to anybody else. I mean, that's the key here. It's not about me. It's about me trying not being having no symptoms, not understanding I had it, had no reason to believe I had it, didn't have a fever, wasn't sick. You know, I know a lot of people who are sick. I haven't had all of that. But at the same time, I had my mask on, so hopefully when I was at Kroger buying groceries, I wasn't giving it to the clerk or the person who was helping with my bags. You know, that's all we have.
All right. So where are you on the quarantine? How many days? The time and spatial relationships are like totally whack for me.
I get released next Monday. I'm pretty excited about that. But, we're doing our best. My husband tested negative, but, you know, per the rules, he is still quarantined. And, I have a daughter who's quarantined. She has her own home. So thankfully we're all kind of, you know, in separate places, but, it's here, and it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. And that is, it's unfortunate, but in talking with Tanya Andrix, you know, we have a lot of sick people that are going through these lines, and they are doing their best to manage it.
They're doing an unbelievable job over there. Her and her staff need to be.
And IDPH is going to be in to assist for at least give them a little bit of a break in the coming weeks. So they'll be running the same location and keeping things going. So it's just kudos to these frontline workers who are out there trying to do their best. And, Brian, the weather's not very nice right now.
I mean,
granted, it gets a lot worse in the winter, but it's cold out there, and they're out there trying to help us.
Yeah, they really are doing an amazing job. Well, I'm glad you and your family are doing okay physically. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we appreciate it. I went through, we had to go get tested because of an in-person meeting that Lindsay had. Masks were worn, all precautions were taken, but because of that, we ended up having to be quarantined. And even though it was like a long shot chance and it was outside of dates and whatever, just out of abundance of precaution. And so Thursday morning of last week, we went to the Decatur Civic Center to get tested. And I'll tell you about that experience and the whole other thing on the other side. This is why I don't, everybody's entitled to an opinion. The free country. And that's important. But the people that still have their head buried in the sand on this thing, it's almost an unforgivable free country opinion. You're entitled to it. Just like you're entitled to being a moron in any number of subjects. An hour and a half from outside of the radio station here to the point where the actual test was taken. And why do you think that is? Because of these numbers. And every time you have 90 positive tests in a day, and then you go back and you do the backtracing on those 90 different tests, it exponentially blows up in the number of people that have been exposed.
Yeah, if each person was around five people, there's 450 tests that are needed.
That's exactly what's happening right now. And the people that just still, to this day, consider this to be a myth, I don't know what to do with you. I really don't. Because when you cling to, well, 97% of the people feel this way, but I'm going to go find comfort in the other 3% I can find on some Twitter account, and just absolutely deny to myself and to everyone else that it's even a thing, I don't know. If you haven't seen the Beauty and the Beast parody online, you really need to check that out. Oh, I have Nick intrigued. He hasn't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
All right, we'll tell you about it on the other side of the break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today, we've got a chance of some afternoon showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 58. And tonight, showers and thunderstorms are expected and cloudy with a low around 49. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 64. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 80 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 45 degrees and your WSOY time is 6:56. This look at your weather brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank now in Decatur.
First National Bank has been in Central Illinois for 90 years, proudly serving the communities of Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, Blue Mound, and now Decatur. FNB is known as the Quality Bank for the way they help all their customers with their personal and commercial banking needs. With FNB, you'll receive competitive rates, state-of-the-art mobile banking, fraud protection, and quality service. Visit fnbpena.com or visit any of their Central Illinois locations. First National Bank. The Quality Bank.
So many businesses have struggled and closed over the last 8 years, but especially this year with the effects of COVID-19. What's Representative Sue Shear's answer? Stay home and pass the unfair tax, which is strongly opposed by small business owners in Illinois. While businesses have struggled to survive in the last 8 months, Sue has not been working in Springfield, content to stay home and draw a paycheck. We need real leadership during these tough times, not a rubber stamp from Mike Madigan. Did you know our state budget is out of balance by over $8 billion this year? The unfair tax would raise an estimated $3 billion in revenue. Folks, we're still $5 billion short, but yet State Representative Shearer thinks this is fiscally responsible. She actually voted for this budget. The math doesn't work. We need a leader, not a Mike Madigan rubber stamp. On November 3rd, vote for me, Charlie McGorry. I'll bring leadership. For a change.
Paid for by friends of Charlie McGorry.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday. Good morning and welcome. So everyone following the rules, doing everything they can, and you still find yourself in a potential jackpot of being exposed. And then what does that mean? Just one household, right? Where you have a meeting everyone wearing masks, doing the thing, and then the next thing you know is like, okay, someone's positive, and then you've got to go test. We want to thank the folks at Crossing Healthcare. They did an amazing job, Nick. They were blown away. Like on Thursday, this thing started to blow up, and they were doing, they stayed open later, and they brought in more staff, and they were doing everything possible. They were fantastic. Fantastic. 2 days later, you get results. But then you think about how just one house, I saw the LSA shut down temporarily till October 26th. It is so fragile right now. So fragile. We will take a break. Back with more right after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiloh with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. October 19th through the 23rd is Manufacturing Week in Macon County. Every October, U.S. manufacturing is celebrated with events throughout the month. The celebration is to help illustrate the reality of modern manufacturing careers by encouraging companies as well as educational institutions around the country to open their doors for people to see how important manufacturing is firsthand. Over the next decade, the United States will have an estimated 4.6 million manufacturing jobs that will need to be filled. For more on Manufacturing Week in Macon County, go to nowdecatur.com. Decatur Rotary Club 180 will be hosting...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.